Good evening. This is Don't Be So Sensitive with Joy Max Power. I'm Max Power here with my co-hosts.
Joey, what's up, motherfuckers?
Well, shit, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I feel left out. Real quick, guys. First and foremost, we need to say this right off the bat before we even get into anything further at all. Quick shout out to our late friend Ben Fowler. May he rest in peace. Joey, if you don't know who he was, if you're not familiar with the show that far into it, Ben Fowler was from Australia. He was a friend of mine and Joey's. I actually met him on another group page that I actually got put in Facebook jail for putting some shit up that actually caused me to create the Don't Be So Sensitive page. So you can thank Ben for that one, because he kind of, you know, actually was one of the founding members of the page, by the way.
Yeah.
And what happened was, I got put in Facebook jail. I created the page. Ben was one of the people that was on the page that I was blocked from. And he we exchanged a couple of words, you know, because he thought it was funny that I got put in Facebook jail in the first place. He's like, that's kind of stupid. I said, right? I mean, like, what the hell? Like, isn't that the point of the page, is to talk shit?
Right.
So he joined the page, and, you know, he kind of helped us, you know, like, you know, build a community. After a while, I found out that, you know, Ben was actually a follower of the podcast. And a few times I actually talked to him directly, and he said how, like, you know, he liked the show, he liked the banter, you know, how you and I, we know, would you know, back and forth, you know, would bounce off each other, right?
Yeah.
And one point I was talking to him, like, directly on the phone. I was like, well, dude, I mean, shit, man, I mean, we'd love to get you on the mic if you'd ever be down. He was like, yeah, I would totally be down. And hands down, to this day, dude, still the best guest we've ever had, you know, like, everybody we've had so far were not bad guests, don't get me wrong. But Ben was the only one that he stuck it out the entire episode. The whole fucking thing, dude. We were like, I think that episode was like, I think almost 3 hours, I think. Maybe more. Yeah. I gotta look it up.
It was one of our long ones.
Yeah.
When we started making them longer. Well, it wasn't by choice, but
I mean, it was good though. It was good because one, he gave a lot of his own personal opinions, you know, because it was good to get opinions from somebody that did not live in the U.S. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the cultural thing too. Matter of fact, because I was listening to the episode earlier, and I forgot about this part when he was talking about how it's illegal to not vote. I forgot about that part.
He
mentioned that. He mentioned that in the episode. How it's illegal to not vote. To where like they won't put you in jail, but they'll fine you for it.
Wow.
And he mentioned that how he'd gotten fined a couple of times, you know, because, like, you know, he didn't vote for, you know, for certain shit. And I was like, wait, like everything? I mean, like, laws, politicians, everything. He's like, yeah, pretty much. And I was like, damn, that's some crazy shit. It's like, here is a choice. Over there, it's like, nah, dude, you have to do it. And it's like, what the fuck? Shit.
Yeah, but I mean, I bet you over there, too, is you get the paid day off. It's like, hey, I got to go vote today. And they're like, all right. Fuck you it. Know, you're still getting paid.
Right. I mean, I would hope so. I would hope so. Because, I mean, if it's a choice between, like, getting fined or you know, or it's not going, I would hope that at the very least.
I think it's like a jury duty kind of thing.
That would make sense. That would make sense. Yeah. You take a bit of a pay cut, but, like, you're not going to lose your job over it.
Yeah.
You know?
And, I mean, depending on your job, you might get paid just for missing the day, you know?
Yeah. Well, real quick. I just want to get this out of the way. Like I said, I don't want to drag this up. The whole point of that intro, really quickly, today is still officially Ben Fowler's birthday. Well, actually, technically, it's not anymore. Because Ben lived in Australia, and...
Oh, that was yesterday.
Yeah, technically for them, it was yesterday. So I apologize to anybody that knows Ben and or lives in that time frame. But
they're ahead of us.
I forget. That's why we named it, we called the episode Future Man. Because Ben was from the future.
Yeah, he was a day ahead of us.
Yeah, he was a day ahead of us. Well, okay. Happy belated birthday.
Today is his birthday.
Huh?
So today's not his birthday.
Yeah, I think.
Because if he was a day ahead of us and we're like, today's, oh no, yeah.
We're a day behind. Okay, so anybody that knew Ben personally, just quick tribute to him, you know, happy belated birthday to him. You know, he was a very, very good friend of Joey and I's, and we're very privileged and honored to have him on the show. If you ever want to hear his voice, just click on the link. Don't play it around your kids, because we do talk a lot of shit, just so you know. Give you a quick disclaimer. But it was a good episode. I mean, we had a lot of laughs, you know.
Good and, conversations, man.
It was good.
On the episode, like, I mean, we talked and stuff.
Yeah, we did too, yeah.
And I mean, he was an awesome guy. Like, he was just like us, you know. He fucking had that dark humor. He fucking...
Mm-hmm. He
gave a fuck, and he saw shit how it was.
Exactly, you know? He kept it real. You know what I mean? Like he saw, like you said. He saw shit how it was. You know, he didn't. You know, sugarcoat anything. He's like, dude, like, this is the way it is. You know, it's whatever. And you know, that's why, like, he was, again, like, best fucking guest we've had so far, because, like, I mean, the banter was like back and forth. Like, we bounced off each other, like all three of us. It wasn't just you and me and, like, you know, a third person. Like, no, dude, like, he was like right there with us. It was great, you know. Yeah. Like the worst, the saddest part about the episode, and I'm gonna close it on this note. And Joey, you already know what I'm gonna say, was when at one point in the episode, I had said, you know, man, you know, I really hope that we can get you on the mic more often after this, because, you know, this is turning into a really good episode. That's not verbatim. That's basically what I said. And Ben said straight up, dude, hell yeah, man. Just let me know, dude. I would love to, you know, be on the show more often, whatever, whatever. And I think, unfortunately, Ben's no longer with us. And that's what really makes me sad, because it's like, man, I would have loved to have had Ben, you know, on the show, like, more frequently. Because, I mean, like, again, it made it good. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, so one more time, real quickly, to anybody out there that actually knew Ben Fowler personally, you know, we miss him dearly. Ben, happy belated birthday, technically, if you're listening to this in Australia. If you're listening to this in America, technically it's still your birthday, so we'll go with that. But anyways, but once again, man, I mean, I don't know if you can hear this or not. You know, Joey and I, we're really not religious, but... If for whatever reason you get this message, man, just want to say real quick, man, happy birthday, motherfucker. We fucking love you, man. We miss you. And thank you again for being a part of the show, man. Because, you know, you made it that much fucking better, man. Seriously. Not even a joke. Seriously.
Happy birthday to our future, man.
Hell yeah. Till we meet again, my friend.
Yes.
So. Definitely. Okay, so real quick. Let's talk about some more brass tacks now, real quick. Now that we've gotten the sentimental stuff out of the way, first and foremost, how the hell are you doing?
I'm doing. I'm good. I'm just, you know, my job. I can't believe I've been on my job as long as I have.
No shit.
But dude, it's like. It's like that Nine Inch Nails song. It's like
every day is exactly the same. Yes, yeah. dude, that's crazy. Okay, because it's funny, and then it's funny because I mentioned this in the last podcast. So I was listening to it the other day. I was reiterating, so I want to make sure that we didn't repeat shit. And I posted on my Facebook. Because you're not on Facebook anymore. And I remember in the podcast I mentioned how you're not on Facebook anymore. And I posted on my Facebook, call me Trent Reznor, because every day is exactly the same. Right. And that was like this week. It was like a couple of days ago. So when you sit there right now, I was like, shut the fuck up, dude. It's like I literally posted that a couple of days ago. It's like, call me Trent Reznor, because every day is exactly the same.
You're right.
But it's true, dude. It's
coming up too, like on my phone, like when I get to work, like I listen to music when I get to work.
Oh, real quick. Sorry, I don't mean.
Fucking,
Sorry, no, no, sorry, I don't mean, I'm sorry to cut you off, I apologize, the audience is probably like, Dave, don't be a dick, no, this is important, I need to say this, because I didn't call you that day, and I felt bad. Happy belated anniversary to you and the wife, because I realized the day after, I was like, oh, shit, I forgot to fucking call Joey.
Anniversary is like one of those days that
people. I know. I mean, I know that, but I mean, to me, like, it's a feat. To me, it's a feat because I mean, like, I told I can't remember who I was talking to. I was talking to a friend of mine about it, and they also were like, "That's fucking badass." Because told me it was 10 years, and they're like, "Oh, that's fucking badass." And I was like, "Right?" I said, "Yes." Yeah. So, you know, that's a reason to, you know, congratulate somebody. Like, 10 years is a long time. I mean, like, that's fucking badass, you know. And it's, I said, so I felt bad, you know, like, they didn't call you, and they were like, oh, I'm sure they'll understand. I said, no, I mean, it's not that big a deal. Like, I know Joey, like, he's not gonna get all butthurt behind it.
Nah.
But it was a thing, like, I wanted to tell him, you know, like,
I mean, everybody's like, I mean, to me, everybody's gonna be fucked up. I mean, anybody that's on, like, you know, the level, you know, we're gonna get high, we're gonna fucking,
oh yeah,
pop some shoes, eat a gold bar or something, you know, like. We're gonna get fucked up. So it's like, you know, the little shit, like, whatever. It's like
I'm just happy for you, to be honest with you. Like, it's
more the celebration, you know, and that's why I also like pick the day, because even if you're not celebrating for us, we're celebrating no matter what, you know.
Like, to be honest, like I mean, like, in all actuality, like, I was just happy for you in generally, because like, one, like, 10 years is a feat, period. I mean, I know couples that haven't lasted fucking 10 months, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, 10 years is a long fucking time, you know? That's fucking badass, you know? And, like, me, like, I mean, I'm almost 40, you know? One, I don't even think I'm gonna get married, to be honest. I think that ship set sail already. And two, I mean, dude, I mean, will I get to 10 years? Shit, that'd be great, man. I've met couples that fucking 50 years. I'm like, wow. That is awesome. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, like, some couples don't even live long enough to get to that. That's amazing. That's bragging rights right there. You know, you married your high school sweetheart.
It's rare. It's rare nowadays.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's so easy to get divorced.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, how do you say, it's just signing a paper.
That's exactly.
That's how easy it is. It's like, you sign a paper to get in, you sign a paper to get out.
Dude, no, seriously, I'm not going to say any names right now, because I don't want to throw anybody on the bus, but a friend of mine recently got divorced, and here's a crazy thing. Years ago, there was this girl I was dating, again, can't say names, but her piece of shit ex-husband would, like, stalk her all the time, right? You know, we used to hang out at the club, you know, and he would show up, you know, and, like, you know, create fucking, you know, drama and shit, right? And the whole thing was basically, you know, he just wouldn't, you know, follow through with the divorce, you know, like she already, like, finalized everything. All he needed to do was just fucking, like, you know, just agree to it and then it'd be done.
Just sign the paper.
Exactly. Nowadays, so much easier. Other friend in question, the one I mentioned initially, she...
I heard you don't even have to sign the paper no more.
I don't even know. Like, I don't know about that, but it's possible, though. All I know is that's it. Is it?
I heard like they can do it with. You don't even have to sign the paper.
No shit. Because that might be true. Because I mean, like with her, like she had already told me that, you know, she was having some issues, you know, with her and her dude, whatever the fuck, you know. So I mean, it was just a matter of time, you know, if they were gonna work it out or not, or they were just gonna say, you know what, fuck it, let's just call it, you know, we can co-parent, you know, for the kids, but as far as you and I go. It's not going to work out. So, you know what? Let's just be adults about this and just call it, right? And the divorce was, like, fast-tracked, man. Like, before you knew it, like, you know, yeah, everything was finalized. Even I was like, that was fucking quick.
Well, like, it also goes back to, like, what you own and how you're going to fucking manage your shit or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to fucking, if you're just going to fucking give them everything, like, it's going to be real quick. You know,
and as far as that goes, I don't know about that. I mean, it's none of my business. So I didn't ask for the details. All I know is that they sped up the process, like, really quickly, and I was surprised because, you know, in my experience, everybody that I know that has gotten a divorce, you know, or have to go into the process, it's a fucking, like, drawn out, you know, fucking ordeal. And with her, like, you know, it was done, like, real quick. I mean, within like a few weeks, I think maybe like a month or two max. And I was like, even I was like, wow, that was like really fast.
The way that probably went is everybody just agreed to everything.
That would make sense.
This is how it's going to go. This is how it's going to whatever.
That would make sense. Because I do remember telling me that like, you know, like when they discussed it, it was understood as like, look, you know, like, yes, we got the kids, and yes, you know, I still care about you, but I mean, we're just, this is you and I, it's just not working. You know, we need to just go our separate ways. It's solo. You know, and my understanding is like, you know, they both saw eye to eye on that aspect. You know, it's like, you know, he was like, yeah, you're right, you know, it's just not working out, you know. And so in that light, and see, here's the thing, is it like when I hear stories like that,
it's just people's fucking mentality, dude.
Yes, thank you. Like personally, okay, since you were talking about South Park earlier, there's an episode of South Park, one of my favorite episodes. It's a two-parter, and because fucking assholes, man, fucking Comedy Central, they fucking screwed you on this one. The episode is actually the season finale of the show.
Yeah.
And it's a two-parter, right? Well, I see. I'm hitting my pipe now. And here's what happened, right? Okay, here's a short little story. My friend Donnie, I can't really tag her, but I can mention her. The story behind that one, I'll bring up in a minute. It's kind of funny. We were hanging out one time way back when ago at her place, right? And she's a huge South Park fan, right? So we have this episode in the back, you know, on her computer, right? But we weren't really paying attention to it. We were just kind of like, you know, just off to the side, just kind of bullshitting, right? And at one point, are you a Fleetwood Mac a fan or a Stevie Nicks?
Not really, but I know music.
Okay, hold on a second.
I don't know what how the reference is going.
No, check it out. Hold on a second. God bless technology. Hold on a second. What happened was, we were talking, right? And I don't want to say what we were doing because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But at one point, I heard the song that I'm just gonna sample it. I do not own the rights to the song, so please do not hit me up for copyright infringement. I'm only gonna play a sample of the song just to give credit. By the way, this is by Fleetwood Mac. Okay, Fleetwood Mac. This is the group performing the song. Okay. Hold on, Joey, bear with me. I'm just going to play just a little bit. I'm going to like maybe like 30 seconds just so you can hear the song.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fleetwood Mac, Landslide. Oh, God damn it. Fucking ads. son of a bitch. Fuck you, YouTube. Okay, here you go. Here we go. Okay. Okay, one more time. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Fleetwood Mac performing Landslide. Again, I do not own the rights. I'm not gonna play the whole song. This is just a small portion of it, just so you can understand what we're talking about.
I climbed a mountain and I turned around, and I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills, till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart
Anyways, okay, let's stop there. I don't want to go too far, so I don't want to get in trouble. I got a little lost in the moment there. I was like, oh, I love this fucking song. Okay, now I don't know if you recognize this song, but here's what happened. At one point, I'm hanging with my friend Donahue, right? And we're hanging out, we're bullshitting, you know, and like I said, we had South Park, and it was on our computer, but we weren't really watching it. And at one point, that song came on, and I was like, is that Fleetwood Mac? You know, I was like, on South Park? That's weird. So I was curious, you know. So both of us, and like I saw her face of like, you know, like her eyes kind of like, that is weird. So both of us, you know, like got quiet, you know, and we walked over to the computer, like, what's going on? And it's the episode when Stan's parents they get separated, and it's like right at that point, you know, like they're like, you know, it's like Stan, sorry, Randy, couple, you know, sometimes couples grow apart, you know, and it was like a really deep moment, you know. It's like couples, you know, couples grow older and they grow apart, you know. And it was like, and both of us were like in shock, like, dude, Stan's parents are getting a divorce. Holy shit, man, like this is like it's just getting real. And then you find out it's the season finale. I'm like, oh fuck you, I gotta wait now, son of a bitch.
Oh shit!
I had to wait like almost a year to find out what was gonna happen next. I was like, God damn it! Which, by the way, they didn't get a divorce. They got back together. By the way, fucking assholes.
No,
that's what pissed me off even more. Is it the very next episode? You know, like you know, they patch things up and they get back together. I'm like, man, fuck you, dude. Waited almost a year to fucking. Oh yeah, no, we're good. I'm like, oh fuck off, you fucking assholes.
Yeah,
right. I mean, it got really deep, man. I was like, dude, this just got really serious. Anyways, I know we're talking about divorce. Oh, that was the point of the whole thing. Is it like, you know, divorce? You know, like, it's crazy how like nowadays, you know, like how easy it is, you know, to get a divorce. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. Don't get wrong. I mean, I can't even fucking get married, man. I can't even find a woman to fucking, you know, fucking give me time of day.
Right.
Divorce would be fucking easy for me. Speaking of, okay, so check this out. Want to hear some cheese, man?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I met this chick, right? And I'm not gonna say her name, cause I don't wanna get anybody in trouble. But she already blocked me on Facebook, so it doesn't really matter. But yeah. Yeah, exactly. Dude, I don't know what it is, man. I have like vagina repellent or something. I don't know what the fuck it is, dude. Cause like, okay, here's what happened, right?
Okay.
Sorry, I hit the bolt. Here's what happened. A little bit, I think it was a little bit after we recorded the last episode. I had already kind of talked to this chick a couple of times. I met her on Facebook, right? And not really talked to her, right? And she posted something on her Facebook, and I commented, and then I texted her, like, directly, right? Yep. And nothing flirtatious, nothing weird, nothing crude, nothing like that, right? So we started bullshitting, you know? And my thing is that, like, okay, I have, like, a lot of, like, bad history, you know what I mean? Like, you have to be at a certain level of crazy to handle my shit, basically. So, for the most part, there's not a whole lot of women that can handle my shit. And the ones that can, they're already spoken for. With good reason. Because, you know, I mean, those bitches are hard to find, man. So, I mean, if you find one, you fucking snatch that shit up quick. You don't let that shit go. I get it. It's okay. I understand. So, one point, fast forward, she shows interest in me, which surprised me. Because I was like, okay, I wasn't even flirting with you, but badass. But after a while, you know, I guess, to be honest, I don't even know what I said, to be honest, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I could literally send you the fucking thread. I still have yet to figure out what I said wrong. I do remember at one point saying, you know, no, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, I have like, you know, bad history, you know, so sometimes, you know, I get a little like, you know, like paranoid. So I said, I wanted to make sure, you know, if you were still interested, you know. And she said that she was, right? But then within the hour, I don't know what it was that I said. Boom, ghosted my ass. Like, just blocked me. I was like, all right. That was quick. I don't even know what I did. Damn. I think it's like a record right there. It's like shit. Right. I didn't even meet the bitch. Now, for the record, she was cute, don't get me wrong. And she was, you know, she was a cool chick. I'm not talking shit about her at all. I honestly do not know exactly what it was that turned her off about me. You know, I actually did text her like from my other Facebook Messenger just to actually just ask her that. Like, hey, by the way, like, I mean, could you at least like tell me what I said or did? Like, I'm just curious. I mean, because like, I mean, like you said we were cool, and then like within the hour, like, gone. So, I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, that way I can, you know, I can't improve myself if you don't tell me what I did wrong, is what I'm trying to say, basically. Yeah. No, of course, he didn't respond, which is fine. It's like, whatever, I don't give a shit. I mean, of course I do, but it's like, it is what it is. I swear to you, dude, like, I sort of think that, like, I really do believe in past lives, and I think that's what this is. You know, it's just like my bad karma, you know? It's just the universe, like, punishing me for all the fucking stupid bullshit that I've done in like, other lives before. And it's like the universe is like, no, not yet.
Right.
Not this time, bitch. Maybe next one. Maybe. I'm like, is it a yes or a no? I don't know. Motherfucker, you know. You still want to fucking tell me. Yeah, I know. But I'm not going to tell you. Fuck you, man. Fucking asshole. This is why I believe that if there is a God, he is a man, and he's a fucking asshole. Because if there's somebody out there that's actually manipulating all this bullshit, fuck that guy, dude. That guy's a fucking prick, man. Seriously. This isn't funny anymore, dude.
The one that whatever is the preacher.
Mm-hmm.
God and the preacher. That's like, yeah.
Like, matter of fact, I think we mentioned the podcast before. I still stand by this theory, and I still think it would be hilarious, and I wouldn't even be mad if it actually turned out to be true. If if there really is a heaven, and I get there.
And they say no.
Was that?
They tell you no.
I wouldn't be surprised by. But yeah. the surprise would be when I actually see God, and you find out. And again, for those of you that are not familiar with the podcast, we have actually mentioned this in a previous episode. This is actually an old joke. I had stated, would it be hilarious if I, you know, like there actually is a heaven. And I get there, and God is Ashton Kutcher. And I'm like, oh, you son of a bitch. That makes so much sense. Uh-huh. Motherfucker. Oh, man. You're good, you. You're fucking good, man. And then he follows up going, dude, shit. Listen, I got one even better for you, because guess what? You're not going to heaven. You're going to hell, bitch. You just got punked. I'm like, oh, motherfucker. Right. To the end. To the end.
You thought that was the joke.
Like, oh. I'm like, oh, man. Till the end, motherfucker. You're good, you. You're good. And like, hey, can I at least get a fist bump? Okay, you just get a fist bump. Come on, just once. Just come on. Just once. Come on. Yeah. Come on, God. Just give me one. Give me one. Come on. And then just to be a dick, he would like wait when I'm like right about to touch his fist and then poof, drop my ass. I'm like, oh, fucking ass. asshole.
You fucking
bastard. Fucking asshole. I'm pretty sure God is Ashton Kutcher. I'm pretty sure. I mean, it would make a lot more sense than everything else that's been depicted in the Bible, if you think about it. You know?
I think
I'm no homo,
but I think it
would
be Keanu Reeves.
But see, he's too nice, though.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, he's too nice.
See, okay. Tell you what. Here's a theory. How about Ashton Kutcher is God and Keanu Reeves is Satan? Now, that'd be ironic. Ironic? What the fuck is that? That's not even a word. Ironic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you look at the career, too, it's like a total...
You think about it. Whatever. Think about it. You know, Keanu Reeves, he's selfless. He's had a very rough life. You know, he constantly tries to do good for other people. You know, tries to do basically just, you know, just encourage people to do the right thing. Now, despite popular belief, Satan is not evil. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to repeat that for the ones in the back. For those of you that have not clicked off, I'm sure we might have lost a couple of people when I said that. Satan is not and was not ever depicted as being evil. If you actually really pay attention to the scriptures, Satan is not evil. So it would actually make sense if you think about it, because Keanu Reeves is a very kind-hearted person. All he does is just wants to basically everybody to be happy. You know, he just constantly just tries to do good, you know. Yeah. Now,
and he does do good.
He does a lot, actually. He really does.
Yeah.
And he's very humble about it, too. The only reason people know about what he does is because of his stalkers. That's it.
Yeah.
That's true. Like, that's the reality. Like, he doesn't even go on social media. He doesn't fucking, like, post anything about anything that he does.
Nope.
The only reason that people know about anything that he does is because of, like, fucking, you know, it's the paparazzi and the stalkers, you know, that like, spot him, you know, coming out of, like, you know, charity, you know, organizations and shit like that. That's the only reason that you know, his shit's even known about. That, to me, and is also remarkable.
Like, our finances are fucking...
See it? See it?
Our finances. Like, people can look us up and see what, like, we're worth.
That's true. Somebody, it was a while back, somebody posted something. It was a bunch of stats of like the what he spent his money on, and the majority of it was on various charities.
Yeah.
You know, and like a lot too, dude. I mean, that motherfucker don't fuck around. I mean, granted, he's worth a lot of money too. So, I mean, it's not like he doesn't have money to spend, but. I mean, significantly, dude. Like, he's donated a lot of fucking money to a lot of different charities.
Well, if I remember correctly, his sister has like cancer or something, or she had cancer.
Yeah, she died when he was young. Yeah, she died when he was young.
And so he's like really devoted to that cause and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a rough childhood, man. In general, I think that's why he's, that's mainly why he's so humble, mainly.
And then even when he became famous, dude, like, fucking his shit, like, the best friend, fucking, he was best friends with River Phoenix and shit.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and then also his wife, fucking, they lost their baby, miscarriage,
right.
And then, fucking a couple of months later, his wife died.
Yep. It was just one thing after another.
Yeah. And you know. It was just bam, bam, bam.
Yeah. And he just took it with a grain of salt. You know, he just handled it. He was like, all right, well, this is life. You know?
Yeah.
And to me, that's what makes him so admirable, is that, like, that. You know, like what I said before, you know, like, I think I don't remember if it was the last episode or episode before that, but when I said, you know, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to call it The Guide to Life. And it's going to be two pages. The first page is going to be the copyright page. Second page is going to be the actual book itself. And it's going to consist of one sentence. And it's going to say, it's gonna suck. The end. That's it. That's the book. You know, New York Times bestseller. You know why? Because that's the only advice that our parents never fucking gave us when we were growing up. But man, I wish they had. It would have made things a hell of a lot easier. You know? Because that was the fucking lesson that fucking, you know, Keanu Reeves fucking got dealt. You know, it's gonna suck. Because he had a shitty fucking life. And you know what? He just fucking dealt with it. You know, day in, day out, man. And look at him now. You know, and he's still a fucking like sweet person, dude. Like I can't remember who he's seeing now. The woman he's seeing, like he's actually like his age. Remember, everybody made a big old fiasco because it was like, oh my god, you know, he's actually dating somebody like in his age demographic. And I'm like, what's wrong with that? You know what I mean? I was like, and I saw the pictures of her. I was like, she's pretty hot. I don't see a problem. And everyone was like, oh, it's because most celebrities, you know, date, you know, like younger women. And I was like, yeah, but I mean, that's not a preference, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I think if you hit it off with somebody, you hit it off with somebody, you know what I mean? Like, I think maybe they just got along really well, and, you know, he just said, hey, you want to take a step further? And that's all it was, you know? I don't see it as a thing of like, oh my god, you know, they're actually the same age. Oh my god, she's so much younger. Oh my god, she's so much older. And it's like, maybe they just get along.
Well, have you seen his mom?
No, actually, I haven't. I'll look up right now, though.
His mom was the one he took to the awards and shit.
Actually, hold on. You gotta be curious now. Let me see here. God bless technology.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, she's the one he took to the awards or the whatever shit they went to this last. Whatever shit.
Okay, I'm looking up right now. Keanu Reeves' mother. God bless the lodging. Patricia Taylor. Oh. Well, she definitely looks like him. And apparently she was a playmate at one point.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. She looked good in her prime, shit. I'm not looking at those photos, but she's on the cover of one of the magazines.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it was the premiere of John Wick or something, but yeah, he took his mom to
the Oscars. Yeah. I was like, look, the guy. I just saw right there. I saw the headlines there. There he goes. Yeah, he took her to the Oscars. Now she's pretty. Yeah, she still looks good. Actually, yeah. You know, even her, she still looks good. She's gotta be in her 70s at least, because Keanu Reeves is in his 50s right now. And yeah. She's gotta be at least in her 70s. So she looks good.
Right, I was like, damn,
no, seriously, no. I mean, I'm not talking shit. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, okay, like it sucks because, like, you know. Okay. Let's get back to that real quick. Let's get to some real talk for a second, because one thing that I keep on like promoting about the show is that we know we're not celebrities, we're not rich, we're not famous, you know. We actually talk about, like, real shit, you know, things that, like, you know, real people fucking deal with, right? Now, granted, you're not single. I am. And I'm probably going to die alone, which is fine. I mean, it's not fine, but, I mean, it's like, you know, it's just something you have to deal with.
Technically, we all die alone.
I mean, technically, yeah. Technically, yeah.
I'm not going to die at the same time as my wife.
That's true. Yeah, so. But, I mean, is it, like, I'm going to die single, is what I mean. Most likely. And, what my thing is, it like what I can't figure out is, like, the dating game changes as you get older, you know what I mean? Because now I'm almost 40, right? And that's what's really bugging me. It's just like, okay, like, when I was in my 20s, it was one thing, you know, you know, just going out, just trying to get laid, having fun, you know, it's whatever the fuck, you know. And plus I was working in bars and restaurants, you know, just partying, having fun, you know, it was all good. Now, yeah. I'm like almost 40, and now I'm like, all right, where's this going? Is this going anywhere? Because if not, like, maybe I need to just fucking, like, you know, just cash in my chips and go home. Because, like, I think I'm done. Like, I don't think it's going to happen. Don't get me wrong. I mean, if that is the case, I'd be okay with it. But the problem is, like, you don't get, like, an email or a fax, you know, or a memo letting you know. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, like, it happens randomly. Like, you know, like again, like, the homegirl that I met recently. Hold on a second. Excuse me, sorry. It's in my pipe. Like, randomly, you know, she showed interest in me. I wasn't even expecting that at all. Like, I wasn't even, like, trying to, like, you know, hit her up, like, romantically. But because she showed interest in me in that sense, you know, I pursued it. So then when she ended up changing her mind and saying, you know, she didn't want anything about it anymore, it kind of threw me off. I was kind of like, well, shit. Like, I ruined it, and I didn't even know what I did. Because, like, I wasn't even trying to hook up with this person, and then I fucked it up. So, like, damn, all right, cool. So, and then the funny thing about it is that there are other people that I do talk to that, like, would totally date me. Here's the funny part about it, though, is they live, like, thousands of miles away. So, but don't get me wrong. I mean, I don't flirt with these people. I mean, those women, I mean, we're just really good friends, you know. But we get along really well, and like, I've told him, like, on several occasions, like, you know, I would totally date you, man. Like, you're a badass chick, you know. But, like, I mean, at the same time, it's like, but I don't bother to flirt with them because it's like, it's stupid, you know. It's like, dude, like, you live, like, thousands of miles away. Like, you live, like, in another state. You know, just to get out of Texas alone takes you a day. You know what I mean? So it's like, no, I mean, but they're good people, you know. And I mean, we get along, we talk, we're good friends, where the fuck. But I started thinking to myself, all right, I guess maybe the next life I'll get it right, because I don't think this one's gonna happen. But I will admit this, though, and I've said it before, I've had a good run, man. I've had a good run. I don't think we brought it up in the last podcast. I completely blew up the bridge with me and my ex. I can say her name because she already blocked me on Facebook, so it doesn't matter. Michelle and her piece of shit dude Ray, not my Ray, Ray R E Y, fucking faggot ass sack of shit, fucking cunt ass motherfucker. Yeah, sorry, I had to get that out. Here's what happened. Basically, I got a little bit of liquid courage. And I thought, you know what? Fuck it. What better way to ensure that, you know, we never talk again, but to contact him directly? So I did. But I didn't call him. I sent him a voice message. And here's the thing, though, is that, like, I know that there's a way, I think it's, like, your phone or your service or something. There's a way you can send, like, messages longer than a minute, but apparently I don't have that option on my phone. So I recorded the message, and then I was going to send it to him in, like, intervals, but then it didn't go through. I stopped myself. I was, you know what, never mind. And then instead sent him a 1 minute long message just saying, you know what, you are a piece of shit for what you did. You knew that she was with somebody when you did what you did, but, you know, hey, you won. So you know what, man, just do me a favor and just take care of her and treat her right, and that's it. And I said, I do think you're a piece of shit, but, you know, hey, fuck it. You know, in the end, you know, you still won, so isn't that all that matters, right? Fuck it. You know, that's not verbatim. That's basically more or less what I said. You know, yeah, I was being a little bit of a prick about it, but I was still telling him, look, dude, you know, you got what you wanted, man. It's all good, bro. I'm out. You know, I'm gonna walk away and I'm done. And here's the shitty part about it, is that he didn't realize that, like, this entire time we had been talking. And granted, like, I mean, like, not talking, like, you know, we weren't seeing each other. But, like, that's what it was, you know, like, he got all fucking, like, butthurt, you know, he blew up my phone, you know, like, he was trying to call me, and I was just like, dude, I'm not gonna fucking talk to you, I already made my peace, bro, like, I'm good. And the next day, she ended up, like, you know, texting me, saying, like, oh my god, that was so rude, da da da. And I was like, how was that rude? Just telling him to take care of you and, you know, and treat you right? Like, I mean, all I was doing was fucking stepping out, you know?
The fucking reason
when
I opened the door.
See you? Oh, there's
a I mopped, but I'll mop again. Okay, love you.
You good?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Did you yell it?
Yeah.
It's okay if you didn't get it, as long as the audience got it. But anyways, so needless to say, she's gone. I mean, I will admit, there's like a 10% chance that they break up again and she hits me up. She'll hit me up and be like, hey, what the fuck? Because I will say this. And by the way, Ray Ray, I really, really hope you're listening. Because there was a point when she called me, even though I know she denies it. But she called me and she actually literally said, you were right. And if you don't believe me, guess what, bitch? I did not delete the thread. I have the fucking text and I'll send it to you, motherfucker. I was right about you. You piece of shit. Go fuck yourself, you fucking cunt. Fuck you. Anyways, so moving forward. So real quick. What's new in your world, sir?
Not much.
Oh, question. Because we haven't done this in a while. Have you seen the new Batman?
Yes, I have.
Did you like it?
Yes, I did.
Right? I thought it was good.
I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Batman is Batman. I don't give a shit.
I thought it was good. No, because, okay, like, okay, one, they went, like, crazy dark. And two, like.
And the thing is, it was more reality. It wasn't, like, a fucking, like, the super fucking whatever. Penguin didn't talk to fucking penguins. Penguin was a gangster, you know, like. I mean, it was fucking, it was more reality.
Yeah.
You know, not fucking fantasy ass fucking whatever shit.
Matter of fact, Penguin was Colin Farrell.
No, well, they told me Penguin was fucking Robert De Niro.
No, I think it was Colin Farrell.
Google.
I'm gonna look up right now. Hold on. Because I was hanging out with Ray and he brought it up and he's like, Colin Farrell, you know, is in the movie, and I said, really, who is he? And I think he's, when I told me he was Penguin, I looked him up and I was curious, like, what? I was like, what? No fucking way. Hold on a second, let me look it up.
Look it up.
I'm looking at right
now. They were telling me it was Robert De Niro. I'm like, that's not De Niro.
No, I know it wasn't Robert De Niro. I know that. I'm pretty sure it was Colin Farrell that played him. Hold on, let me see. The Batman. I am.
Because I mean, Colin Farrell is a good fucking actor.
Well, because my understanding is it the reason he brought it up was because he was in makeup for like 4 hours, like every single day.
Yeah.
You know. To, like, you know, to look the part and shit. And so when he said that, I was like, well, then maybe it is him and shit. Because, I mean, because, like, so, like, when I was watching the movie again, like, I was, like, it took me, like, 4 days to watch it because it's fucking long as hell. But,
I watched it in one binge.
Shut up, really?
Yeah.
I couldn't, dude. Like, I tried to. I kept on, like, I could, it was like.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I paused it to take a piss. But I watched it in one sitting.
Cause like I was always watching it like super late, so I would start falling asleep, and then I was like, you know what, no, I gotta go back and watch it again. Like, I don't remember half the crap that I saw. So I would like go back a good like 20, 30 minutes. Let me see, hold on a second. There we go. God damn it. Why is this so difficult? Okay, no, hold on. Fuck it. I'm trying to do it with my laptop, but it's being a pain in the ass. IMDb, The Batman. Boom. God bless technology. Okay, hold on a second. What do we got? There we go. Colin Farrell. Yep. Yeah, he was Penguin.
Colin Farrell is the Penguin.
Yep. He was. It's a trip, dude. Yeah, he was right. 4 hours in fucking makeup to be the character, basically. Every fucking day that he was on set. Yeah. Fucking crazy.
Said, but he's a good actor.
Dude. Oh no, I love Colin Farrell. You should give me his fucking out, dude. Like,
Seven Psychopaths.
Everything that I've seen him in, I have nothing bad to say about. Put it that way. One of my favorite movies that he was in was The Recruit. With Al Pacino.
Yeah.
That one I really liked. Also, Daredevil, when he came out as a Bullseye, that was a good one too.
Oh yeah,
I loved him in that one.
No,
sorry, I got a little distracted there. I'm like my ADD went off. I kind of scrolled out for a second.
Yeah, my favorite series.
Psychopath. It's got who else? Fucking step back. Okay, really quick. Hold on a second. Pause. Hold that thought. I'm gonna stop this recording and I'm gonna start a new one. Just give me 1 second. Okay, we're back. Sorry. Now we're getting close to an hour, so let me just do it now. That way I don't worry about it. So I have not kept up with current events. Have you?
No.
That's a good thing. You know why? Because it doesn't fucking matter. Dude, I had this epiphany the other day. It was crazy. I was just, you know, just alone in my own thoughts, right? And I was thinking about it. And I was thinking about the last podcast that we put together, you know, and how you were talking about how matter of fact, even in the Future Man episode, you mentioned it also on how, like, you know, until they're at my door, I don't give a shit. You know, like, I mean, like, I got, like, you know, like, just, you know, like the one episode, business as usual, you know? And it was crazy because, lately, that's kind of how I've been like approaching life. Don't get me wrong, I've done it before, but lately, like, more so, because I'm like, you know what, I got more important shit to worry about. why am I going to sit here and get all worked up over bullshit that I have no control over? You know, it's no point to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's senseless. You know? Yep. And you stress yourself out, and for what? You know, for what? You know, what do you get out of it? Nothing.
Nothing. You just fuck yourself off.
Yeah, anxiety, makes
anxiety, depression.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, just make yourself older.
Dude, it's true, dude. Like, okay, like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, lately, I still don't sleep well. Like, I still sleep like random hours. But what's crazy is that, like, when I do sleep in the mornings, when I still, like, have to, I need to get up and, like, you know, like, you know, get to work, I have the hardest time getting out of bed. And the sad part about it, it's, like, right out of the fucking, the show Big Mouth or Human Resources, whichever one you're familiar with, to the audience and to you, Joey. By the way, if you haven't checked out Human Resources, dude, you gotta check it out. It's fucking awesome. The Depression Kitty. That big old fucking fat purple cat.
Okay.
Dude, that's what it feels like, man. It's like, you know, the Depression Kitty fucking, you know, like, you know, climbs in. And it's like, oh, come on, sweetheart. You don't gotta get out of bed. Mm-hmm. Just stay in bed. It's okay. Just relax. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what'll happen, dude. And I'll get up. I'll wake up, and I'm like, nah, and then I'll just roll back over, you know, and I'll just lay back down, you know, for a little bit longer, you know, and oddly enough, I still wake up early, like, I still get up, I guess, like, but by the time I actually do wake up, it's still not even 8 o'clock yet, so it goes to show that I really don't sleep in. It's still not even 8 o'clock when I finally do get out of bed, but it's like, I've been doing this for like 3 hours, you know. It's like 5:30 is when I initially woke up, and I'm just like, no. And it's like, it's bad, dude. It's like, dude, like. I always tell people, like, okay, like, depression and anxiety, like, I'm not gonna lie, full respect to anybody that does deal with this shit. I used to actually blow it off and call it a myth. But unfortunately, now I deal with it with myself, and I realize, dude, it's no fucking joke, man. Like, it's fucking legit, dude. You know, my anxiety is random. My depression usually just comes from me, like, overthinking things. Yeah. You know? Because the anxiety is, that's why I can't stand the anxiety, because, okay, like, I don't know how it is for you, but, like, for me, it's like, I lose my appetite. That's the main thing. That's why I've been trying to work out more, because, you know, it just makes me hungry and I have to eat. But the depression, you know, it's like, that comes from me, just like I said, like, overanalyzing shit, you know, just me just dwelling on just random shit that's going on in my life, and it's like, oh god, I wish things were better, da da, you know, and then just like, you know, just thinking about things in general, like, how, you know, like, I could be in a better place, but I'm not, and Have I done this? Have I done that? You know, all this, but a bunch of, like, what if questions, basically. You know? Yeah. Which is completely pointless. All it does is just fucking dig you into a fucking hole. You know? But you can't help it. And again, that's why I bring it up. You know, to anybody listening out there, by the way, if any of you like to talk about it, Joe and I are willing to listen. Because trust me, you know, we've all been there, man. Trust me, man. Some of it's worse than others. Shit's fucking, just fucking rough, man. You know. I don't know, man. I mean, the way I see it, like, what's interesting is it the days that I have slept, I've noticed that I'm a lot more clear, like. Cause I know I've been like borderline, like, schizophrenic, you know, like, kind of like fucking Crazy Jane and fucking Doom Patrol. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And excuse me. I realized that it's been the fact that my lack of sleep, because, like, lately, because of my depression, I've actually been sleeping more. So
yeah.
I've been like I have clarity, basically. you know. Like, even when I'm drunk, I mean, granted, I mean, I'm still drinking all fucking day, and I still smoke weed all fucking day. But, like,
yeah.
Like, the difference is, though, is that I'm not going off in these little fucking, like, tangents. I'm not freaking out. I'm not fucking, you know, calling people up and saying random stupid bullshit, you know, like I usually do. Like, right now, like, I'm just, like, you and I just having a conversation. Because, you know, I've actually rested. I'm not tired. I'm, you know, I'm good. You know.
Well, I mean, that's what you need to rest. Like, you just need to relax.
I think.
People just get stressed about stuff that they can't control. And, I mean, it's just, we just need to relax. If you take a day off.
I think so too. I mean, I think it's like, I think that, like, that goes to everybody. I mean, like, we do too much, you know, in the overall. And it goes to, I mean, like, literally, like, that, this is to Joey, this is to the audience, this is to everybody. Like, you know, just like Joey said, you know, like, we know we need a rest, you know. And I always make the joke, you know, no rest for the wicked, you know. Because it's like, you know, every day, you know, there's always something on your plate that you gotta fucking take care of, and whatever the hell. But at the same time, you know, you have to find those moments, you know, just to take a break and just, you know, just recharge your battery. Because, I mean, yep. I mean, eventually you're gonna burn out, dude. You know? I mean, I've done it before. Shit. Sucks. It's not fun. You know, like, you burn out completely, and it's like, all right, and then you're forced to take, like, a few days off from work and shit, you know. You might even fucking lose your job or shit like that. You gotta be careful of that crap. But anyways. But, well, I'm not gonna lie. I think I've run out of things to say, so we might, go ahead and call this one short. Unless you have more things to say, but I mean, I'm pretty much out, to be honest. And you sound like you got a good buzz going on also, and I'm pretty high.
Yeah.
I mean, the main point really was to do this podcast, you know, in honor of Ben, you know, because it was his birthday today for us, yesterday for them in Australia. Because technically it's already tomorrow over there. One more time, though, anybody that personally knew Ben, you know, our condolences, you know, to you and his family. He was good people, and... I wish you, I mean, there's no other way to put it. I mean, I wish he was still with us. You know, he was a good guy. He was a privilege to have him on our show. Well, we're gonna go ahead and do a little precedent. Like I said, we're gonna make this in a short episode, which I think it'll kind of be a good thing, you know. I know a lot of our episodes drag out. I think some people will be like, oh, look, you know, it's just over an hour. Okay, I can listen to that. But real quick, Joey, is there anything you want to add before I go into Max Power's final thought?
No.
Okay. You sound like you're fucking higher than fucking giraffe pussy right now.
Yeah, I'm up there.
Oh, before I go into my final thought, though, let me say this real quick, because I did have a stoner moment, and I wanted to present this in the show. I texted my friend Liz the other day. It was a voice message. I said, you know what? I think I figured out how the first hand models were started, right? And yeah. I said, I think that somebody was just so ugly, right? Like aesthetically, like his face is just terrible, right, to look at. So of course he took extra care of like his skin, you know. And one day he met somebody and like he shook his hand. He's like, oh my God, those are the most beautiful hands I've ever seen in my life. Holy shit, you got a model for me. And he was like, fucking A, let's go. And that was it. That was the first hand model right there.
Your hands are so soft. I like the way they feel. I'm going to have to take a picture of them. Do you think you can hold your hand still for about 45 minutes to an hour?
45 minutes to an hour, exactly.
I have a professional that needs to draw your hands.
I'm just saying, if you'd be down, we're going to see your face. Frankly, we don't want to. But those hands are magnificent.
This makes me fucking think of the mess of the Zohan.
Yes!
And he's like, he came to America to be a hand model, and he's sending the cell phone, and he's like... So he's like moving his hands to his face.
Oh God! I want to watch that movie again. I've seen the movie in a while. Okay, real quick. Okay, I had to share that story.
Yeah, just no discrimination or like you know.
I had to share that story just cause like I said, it was a random like stoner moment that I had the other day, and I felt it was good for the show.
Yeah, like how did the first hand model like start?
I think it's a sound theory. I really think it's how it happened, to be honest. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm not gonna Google it. If you want to, go right ahead. That goes to the audience also. Hey, you want to prove me wrong? Go for it. But I don't know, man. I think that's how it happened. To be honest. Right. Hold on. I'm trying to fucking... there it is. I'm trying to fucking get this bowl cleaned up.
Your hands feel like an eagle's claw. And...
Mine do. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, where are we at? Okay, well, we're just over an hour, so thank you so much if you made it this far, and you're welcome. For those of you that are impatient and get bored after like the first like 20 minutes, but you know, you're loyal listeners and you listen to the whole episode because you're awesome like that. Joe and I are going to go ahead and cut this one short. This is actually, like we said in the beginning, a special episode, you know, dedicated to our late friend, Ben Fowler, who passed away not too recently. Ben, happy birthday, motherfucker. We miss you, man. You know, if there is any way, shape, or form that you can actually, like, listen to this fucking episode, I hope that, you know, we make you proud. And also, do me a favor and tell me, because I want to know, man, is there anything out there? Because, man, I mean, that would be great, dude. Come on, man, don't be a dick, bro. If there's a way you can let us know. If there's a way you can let us know, don't be an asshole, bro. Fucking tell us, man. I mean, I would. I mean, if I outlived you, sorry, if you outlived me, I would do it for you. Just saying, bro. Just saying. Well, anyways, to Ben's family.
A naked Indonesian in a dream, you know?
Yeah.
When it was fucking, was it like Wayne Brook? Remember the naked Indian?
Exactly. The weird naked Indian? No, to Ben's family out there, if you're listening to this, and you're probably thinking like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that, talking shit to, you know, to our dead family member. Trust me, if Ben can hear this, he's probably laughing his ass off right now. Don't worry about it. He's good. His sense of humor is way worse than ours. But anyways, okay. That being said, I'm going to go ahead and proceed with Max Power's final thought. All right. Real quick, folks. Let me just say this right now. Based on the circumstances of this episode in general, we need to check on each other. We need to be there for each other. The truth of the matter is, The purpose of this episode is to honor our friend Ben. He was a special guest host on our show a little over a year ago. And he made it great. It was awesome. The episode is called Future Man. If you haven't heard it, please give it a listen. You know, we'd appreciate it. You know, I know Ben would. And it was actually a really good episode, by the way. But the point of it is, though, is that I do think about Ben frequently because I feel bad about how I found out that he passed away, because it was a simple thing of just, you know, not checking on your friends, which, by the way, we also have an episode titled Check on Your Friends. And again, for that purpose, you know, too many times we get so self-involved and we don't focus on, you know, other people around us that, you know, we should be checking on every once in a while, you know. Understand this. Yes, I know we all have our own lives. We all have our own shit to deal with. And if somebody, you know, you call and they don't answer, don't take offense to it. You know, maybe they're just busy, but at least you made the effort. You know, that's all that matters. Because here's the thing. Nowadays, everybody's on social media. Everybody's constantly on their fucking phone. They know that you try to get a hold of them. Just because you did not get to them doesn't mean they don't think you didn't care. They know you cared. They saw you made the effort. And you know what? Frankly, that's a lot better than nothing. Because I can tell you this much right now. Joey and I can both vouch for this. We go entire days. We don't hear from fucking anybody. Isn't that right, Joey? So that's all I'm saying, folks. Like, look out for each other. Support each other. Be there for each other. You know, in the overall, because the last thing you want, trust me on this, the last thing you want is to hit somebody up just on a whim and be like, hey, fuck it. Why not, right? Here's what happened. I sent Ben a text and I said, hey, bro, are you still alive? Literally, that's what I sent him. And his sister texted me back and broke down the whole fucking thing. God knows I felt like shit. Because guess what? The answer was no. Nobody ever expects to get that as a response.
Yeah.
Check on your friends, folks. That's all I'm saying. You know, I know it sounds stupid. I know if, you know, hearing it from a guy, you know, checking your ex-girlfriends, checking your ex-wives, checking your, you know, fucking your aunts, your uncles, you know, everybody, man. I mean, you know, anybody that pops in your head, you hear a song that makes you think about somebody. You know, the moment you hear that song, send them a text. You know why? Because a text takes no effort at all. You don't got to call them. Maybe they're busy. Maybe they're working. It's all good. A text literally takes less than a minute to do. I do it all the fucking time. Just send them a fucking text. Say, hey, man, how you doing? Maybe they respond. Maybe they don't. But the point is, the fact that you thought about them, you know what? Gives them a warm feeling. You know how I know this? Because I go entire days. Like I said, nobody texts my ass. But if I get a text from literally anybody, it makes me feel good. Just saying. Anyways, one more time, Joey, is there anything you'd like to say before we wrap this up?
Nope. I'm good.
Very well.
Good on this episode.
Well, once again, like I said, folks, you know, this is a special episode. You know, so that's also why we kept it a little short. We really didn't plan to put together an episode so soon. So we really didn't prep this one. This actually really is in honor of our late friend, Ben Fowler. Ben, may you rest in peace, motherfucker. I love you, man. You know, Joey and I, we miss you both. You know, happy birthday to Ben's family. Thank you so much, you know, for your support, you know, and understand this, you know, you're not the only ones hurting, trust me. You know, we all lost a really, really, really good person that day. But like I said, that was the purpose of this episode. So thank you so much to everybody that has gotten this far. And also, thank you to everybody in the group page, because we've got a lot of new members. So we do appreciate you for that. And one more time, this has been Don't Be So Sensitive with Joy Max Power. I am Max Power, here with my co-host.
Joey? Well, fuck
it. Y'all be safe out there. But more importantly, be grateful.